Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we have a letter from St. Faustina to Father Sopochko from February of 1938. Krakow, 21st of February, 1938. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Dear and beloved Father in Jesus Christ, I thank you with all my heart for your letter, and especially for your holy prayers. I admire you for remembering my name day and your numerous duty amid your numerous duties. Your letter has brought me much joy. And now, dear Father, I would like to write about what the Lord gave me to understand as regards this whole matter, although in your letter you barely touch upon this subject. Yet I understand the general drift of your comments concerning this feast and the new congregation. I don't have a shadow of a doubt. It is the explicit will of God. Through us, God initiated his work, and it is not for us to know who will complete it, but we should do what is in our power and nothing more. God gave me to know that he is pleased with what has already been done. Immersed in prayer and close to God, I experienced profound peace in my soul concerning this whole work. The difficulties and troubles associated with this work are only a trial, and we must accept them as a trial, but never as if these difficulties were a proof that this work is not pleasing to God. It is precisely because it is so pleasing to God that it is persecuted and must undergo a test of fire. I am so strangely at peace about this whole work, because I see that God himself is in charge of it. Even if it were not to find any approval, although this is not the case, for there are people who see God's action in all this. And now, as regards the issues and adversities which you, Father, are going through personally, it caused me much pain to learn that the truth is persecuted. But it often happens that one's personal sanctity proves to be a thorn in somebody's side. I prayed fervently for this matter, and I asked other souls to pray for certain intention until all of a sudden I experienced peace. Father, you will not lose anything because of it. Sometimes, by taking a certain thing away from us, God is preparing something better that will give him greater glory. When I was close to God, I commended these things to him. The Lord told me, "Be at peace. I will give him nothing that is beyond his strength. He will be victorious through patience. It is within my power to change opposed hearts." I remain strangely calm in all of this, for I know that God's goodness will turn everything into his greater glory. I always pray for your intentions, Father, but I have redoubled my prayers in my heart. As regards these holy cards, the situation is not so bad. People have started buying them, and many a soul has already obtained God's grace, which flows from this source. As with everything else, it goes slowly. These pictures are not as nice as the large painted image. They are being purchased by those who are attracted by God's grace, and it is God himself who acts here. Our congregation has already purchased enough of them. Mother Irena distributes these holy cards and booklets. We have even decided to hand them out at the gate. Mother Irena gave as many as 50 booklets to one of the Jesuit fathers who goes on missions all over Poland. But for some reason, Mother cannot distribute them to the sisters and children staying in our own house where I live, whereas in other houses the sisters do have them. At the moment, I myself am the main obstacle here. Mother Irena tells me that the congregation is praying to the Divine Mercy and spreading its worship, but for certain reasons she is still unable to do this as she would like. And now a few words about myself. At present, the condition of my health is not good. For over a month now, I have been confined to my cell, and there were times when things were pretty bad. Right now, I am feeling a little better, but I still have to remain in my cell. When I was feeling so bad, I asked the Lord whether it was already the end, because I wanted so much to be united with him. The Lord answered me, My will has not yet been fully accomplished in you. You will still remain on earth, but not for long. Thus the Lord does not want to tell me precisely. Not for long may take years, or it may not take long. Jesus Christ crucified is my master at the present moment. I live according to his will. My interior life is just as it was before, sufferings and crosses. They are my daily bread. Without them, life would be of no value, even though God has endowed me with his graces so generously. These experiences are great, but in spite of everything, I feel deeply that I am a child of God. Let God do with me what he pleases. I am ready for everything. Although you have never mentioned it to me, Father, I nevertheless feel that you have experienced certain unpleasantness on our part too. God sometimes allows this, such a sort of gratitude for so much dedication. I did not notice that the paper has run out. I shall write more another time. Please write to me frankly about everything, Father. It is not curiosity that moves me, but so that I will pray even more fervently. I am very sorry if I have written anything that may not be worthy to be read by you and may waste your time, Father, but I am always this sincere, and I will never change. I kiss your hand with the deepest reverence, dear Father, and am sending you my greetings in the Lord. Sister Faustina. Here, St. Faustina thanks Father Sopochko for a letter, which unfortunately has been lost. Faustina believes God wants to establish the Feast of the Divine Mercy and all of the accompanying devotions in time, which has indeed taken place. The Lord has enlightened Faustina as to how much Father Sopochko has been suffering in giving birth to this new devotion in the Church. Faustina rejoices that the holy cards are being distributed, but not in her own convent. Perhaps the superiors want to maintain her secret and not draw attention to her. Her health is declining. Jesus is not yet ready to take her home. She has a bit more to accomplish in the last year of her life. Jesus is guiding her spiritually at that point. She asks some words from Father Sopochko. She very much wants to stay on track and to keep praying for the right intentions. And Faustina writes boldly and sincerely, but always with great humility. She is a person without guile. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's diary in a year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in diary number 1075, souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother. Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.